It is night 8 for Dave Grohl.
Well, also for the Jews, you know, it's Hanukkah.
Well, true. But Dave Grohl has been doing this all week long where he does a song and he does a Jewish person's song.
Right. He's honoring Hanukkah by finding a Jewish musician and doing their songs.
Yeah. So last night we said, oh, what is he going to do tomorrow?
Right. Last night was Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. We had Van Halen. We had Billy Joel. We had
Lisa Loeb.
Barry Manilow.
Right.
So tonight, the 8 nights, this is the 8th. Who's he going to pick but Kiss? And he's doing it, by the way, in Gene Simmons makeup with glasses on. He's got old grandpa glasses on down
That's
to
funny.
His nose in Gene Simmons makeup.
You show us everything you got. Keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy.
This is a Kiss song, I know this one.
You say you want to go for a spin.
It sounds like he's doing it like a parody, like he's laughing about it.
Oh no, he loves it.
But he's not doing it serious, he's doing it like he's kidding.
What?
It's pretty good. It's a little sarcastic, which is why I like it.
Yeah, he's got grandpa glasses with Jim Simmons' makeup on.
Wow, he's really committed.
Oh, he's doing videos for all of it. So in the video, he's like cleaning house in the Kiss makeup and vacuuming.
Right.
Now he's doing yoga in the Gene Simmons makeup.
Oh, that's funny. He's got to go all out.
There's a menorah.
Is he putting this stuff up on Spotify? People downloading these?
Yeah, it's the Hanukkah Sessions. So if you want to download it, it's the Hanukkah Sessions. It's all over YouTube. But I don't know what he's going to do now after the 8th day.
I know, Hanukkah's over. Tonight's the last night.
Now he's driving a Tesla as Gene Simmons.
Does Gene Simmons have a Tesla?
I don't know. He's driving around L.A. with Gene Simmons' makeup on.
Okay. Is he going to charge $25,000 to meet him now?
Now he's at a gas station trying to put gas in it. Teslas don't have gas tanks.
He's going to find out the hard way.
Yeah, so Dave Grohl, once again, very impressive, does his cover of Kiss for Gene Simmons for Hanukkah.
Yeah, but you know what? He didn't succeed there because I still hate Kiss music. He didn't help me. He didn't pull me over to the dark side.
Everybody hates Kiss music. Kiss fans hate Kiss music.
Okay.
You know, you don't go to a Kiss show because, ooh, I can't wait for them to play
Beth.
Said song. Beth. Yeah, you don't go for that. You go because things are going to explode. Gene's going to fly. He's going to breathe fire. There's different reasons to go to. It's a show.
Well, these days, he's like in his 70s. You want to see if he's going to toddle off those big shoes of his.
Nobody's sitting at home on a Sunday playing a Kiss record.
That's true.
And going, oh, this, no, wait, shh, this is a great song. A, we've had Gene Simmons on.
Yep.
B, I love Kiss Coffee House, which doesn't exist anymore. And I've been to many, many a Kiss show. So,
but sorry to hear that.
But I didn't go because I said, I can't wait for them to play Heaven's on Fire. You know, I just want to see the show.
Right.
But no, so Dave Grohl is driving around and you still don't like Kiss, but you like Dave Grohl.
I love Dave Grohl now. Now that Hanukkah's over, what are we going to do next? I wonder how's he going to, you know, wow. How's he going to wow us the rest of the week?
Maybe he has to go back and do Foo Fighters songs.
Exactly. Don't you have a band? Can't you start writing your own music again?
Go. Yeah, I mean, he just had an album like a year ago. So instead of doing this, make your next album.
Go write me another Learn to Fly.
Right. Or just go, you know, and who said that today? Somebody, oh, it was the lead singer of Iron Maiden. He's getting shit today because he told classic rock bands, come out with new music. Go and do a show and do new music. People don't want to hear just your hits.
What? What world does he live in?
Yeah, and I'm like, no, that's not how it works. You don't want to hear Kiss's new song.
No.
Their new song is, it can't be good at all. You want to hear
the songs I know are terrible, but at least I know them.
Exactly. So, no, just keep doing the same songs over and over and over again. We don't want to hear Aerosmith do their new song. We want to hear Dream On.
Exactly. When I go see Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden, just play Piano Man. Let me get on with my life. I don't want to hear your new stuff.
Yeah. The thing is now bands go out and do like Steely Dan. They do a whole album from beginning to end.
Which is great.
Right.
And then when the album's over, then they play their hits. Then they play Ricky Don't Lose That Number, Peg, and then they let you go home.
Don't play a new Steely Dan song.
No. But you know why? There aren't any. There aren't any. They knew they needed to stop making music and just play the hits and then let us go home. We're old.
We're tired and I have to pee.
We're tired and it's after 9.
Yeah, we had dinner at 4:30. So I need to go to bed now.